I just have to tell myself, don't enjoy it. You know, just
Blog Talk
while.
Radio.
Yeah.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and other losses as well. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everybody's doing okay tonight. Well, tonight we have a special guest, and I'll be bringing her on in just a moment. But I would like to read three scriptures, a total of maybe four scriptures altogether, and talking about love. God is love. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love, Psalms 147:11. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. Lamentation, the 3rd chapter, the 22nd verse. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in those love abides in God, and God in him. 1 John 4:16. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heaven will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. Isaiah 51:6. God is love, and he will always, he gives, his love is very unconditional. I mean, he doesn't matter what we do, what we say, or whatever. He loves us unconditionally. So it's special that we have someone that doesn't look at us like others do. That others feel and say to us, God, even though we make mistakes sometimes, and sometimes we do things that we shouldn't be doing, he forgives us. All we have to do is ask him for forgiveness, and he will, you know, forgive us. So no one on earth will forgive you just like that and to love you unconditionally. So just know God is love. Tonight, we have a special guest, and I'm going to let her talk about 15 minutes to you all about some great things, and I'm going to come on at the end before the show is ended. Our special guest is Vera Reed. Vera Reed has become a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry the last few months. She is a widow, but she has some specialties that she wants to share with us tonight. Vera is a certified health coach, wellness practitioner, natural food chef, and an educator. She is the owner of It's Just Lifestyle for 6 years. And she will come on now and just go into her spiel and let you know about her specialties and about health. And we always important to know about health because we sometimes eat too much and when we eat, we don't always eat the right kinds of food. So Vera is going to come on right now and give us some great information that we need to start using. Vera, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Your voice is good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm going to put
tonight,
you on.
Go
ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good evening, ladies. Tonight I would like to talk about essential oils to help relieve your sinus and cough. And the essential oils that we will be discussing is oregano, tea tree, lemon, peppermint oils. And we're also going to discuss the oils to relieve stress in our lives. First of all, if you have sinus or a cough, you take a cup of steaming hot water, add 2 drops of oregano oil, 2 drops of tea tree oils, and 3 drops of lemon essential oil, or 2 drops of peppermint oil. So you can use either one of the 4 oils and drop them in this hot water, steaming water, and just let the steam through your nose and mouth and just breathe, inhale it. And the best way for it to be more effective is to put a towel over your head, bend over the cup, and just inhale in the 15 minutes. And you do this twice a day, and you should have relief for your sinus and cough. As for your cough, you can, before you go to bed at night, you take a fourth of a 4 ounces to 6 ounces of water and drop 2 drops of peppermint oil in the water, stir it up and drink it. Go to bed and you will not be coughing. Also, if you put the peppermint oil under your feet and put socks on, you'll be able to breathe through your nose, so you will not be nasal or your nose will not be stopped up. Now, there are 6 great ways to use tea tree oil. For foot fungus, you can dilute tea tree oil with coconut oil, hemp, almond oil, or jojoba, and apply it directly in with a cotton ball directly in the area twice a day for the fungus. Okay? And if you have eczema or psoriasis, if you mix 1 teaspoon of organic hemp or almond oil with 5 drops of tea tree oil and apply it directly in that area. If you have dandruff or dry scalp, you add 10 drops of tea tree oil to an 8-ounce of a bottle of shampoo and shake it up real good and use it. And you won't have dry scalp or dandruff. For acne, you add 2 or 3 drops of tea tree oil to 1 tablespoon of raw honey and apply it to your skin, the area where the acne is. Let it stay on your face or legs or wherever the area of your body for 5 to 10 minutes and then wash it off. And you do this continually until you see the acne disappear. Now, for stiffness and tightness in your legs or whatever part of your body, you rub 1 drop of frankincense or white fir or bergamot on your body directly in that area. The stiffness, each day, the stiffness will go away. You can also use as a mouthwash, and you dilute it with using peppermint or spearmint essential oil, and you add water to it and gargle with it, and that keeps you to have fresh smelling breath. Now, you also can use that in your bath water as a relaxation. We already know the lavender and Epsom salt is good to for you if you have aches and pains or detoxification. But you could also put, if you take baths, you can put peppermint and spearmint essential oils in your bath water, and it gives you a nice relaxing and cleansing effect. And it gives you a refreshing, and it helps you to relax so that you'll be ready for bed. Now, for energy, you can take 2 drops of peppermint oil and 1 drop of rosemary oil, and you can rub it directly on the palm of your hand or on your elbow, and you will see, you'll feel a lot of energy. You won't feel as tired. If you feel dizzy or faint, the best oil to have in your purse is cinnamon. And cinnamon, when you put the cinnamon into your nose, immediately a person will wake up and feel refreshed. I had that happen at a, I was at a expo, and I had one of the doctors was doing something to one of the patients, and the person had fainted, and so they were running around asking for cinnamon oil. So I just happened to have it because I keep it for a breath refresher, as well as for helping me for energy, and as for a mood to keep me balanced. So I just happened to have that, and I gave that, and the young lady came to me, and she said, "What kind of oil is that?" And I told her it was just cinnamon, because we know we eat cinnamon, but we put that in our oatmeal. So the same process, we put cinnamon on our body. And just like instead of using lotion, I use coconut oil or olive oil, and then add some of the other scented oils together, and I make my own oil, and that is my moisturizer for my body. A lot of people use olive oil or coconut oil in their hair. It gives a nice sheen. It makes it healthier looking. And plus, you don't have all that toxins. You can also put essential oils in your favorite lotion. And especially for those that have grandchildren, that have, especially people that have babies, you can put 2 drops of lavender in their baby lotion, and that will kill some of those chemicals that are in that lotion. and it'll be more healthier for them. Plus, it'll help them to relax and sleep better. And last but not least is cilantro. Cilantro is one that keeps you moving, and it helps move some of the toxins out of your body. So whether you want to put it on your skin, as you get, it's all right to put it on directly on your skin. But if you eat cilantro every day, it'll help. It's just like an apple. It keeps the doctor away. You know, the old saying, apple a day, keep the doctor away. So the same thing with cilantro. It is very healthy for you and keeps you calm, and it keeps those toxins. It helps to loosen those toxins so that you can push them out of your system. So that's my little spiel for essential oils for tonight, but I have more information on essential oils. And if you would like to email me at Vera, V-E-R-A, Reed, R-E-E-D, health coach at mail, M-A-I-L, .com. And I'll be happy to send you some of the, okay. Okay. My email address is Vera, V-E-R-A, Reed, R-E-E-D, health coach at mail, and that's mail.com. And I'll be happy to send you information about essential oils, and especially how to make them, because it is very beneficial for you to carry one every day in your purse.
Vera, I have some questions for you.
All right.
I'm interested in the peppermint. Now, first thing, what's the best place to buy these oils? Because I didn't know there was a peppermint oil. I didn't know there was a cinnamon oil. Where do you find these oils? What store can we get them?
Well, locally, you can get them. GNC has some. Vitamin Shop carries them. 7 Under has them. Sprouts is the grocery store carries them. I'm trying to think. Or any health food store would have them.
Okay. And the next question is, I have tightness in my leg from time to time. You mentioned about could you give me that recipe again as far as the tightness in your leg?
Hold on just a moment, because I just took my thing out here. Okay. The recipe for the tightness of the legs is 1 drop of black pepper. That's black pepper oil. 1 drop of bergamot, and that's bergamot oil.
M-T.
I'll slow down.
Okay.
Two drops of frankincense, because frankincense is good for people that have cancer. There are a lot of people that have been healed from cancer because of frankincense. And you know, in the Bible, they speak about that. And you know, when the kings brought, one of the perfumes was frankincense.
Right.
Okay. And 2 drops
you
of white fir.
Together?
You're going to mix them together.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
You mix them together. And 2 drops of white fir. And that's the last is F-I-R.
F-I-R?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, and mix it all together. and rub
and
it on wherever the area. Mm-hmm.
How often do you need to do that?
Whenever you feel the tightness. If you feel it every day, do it every day. Because one good thing I have to share about the oils, after you take your shower, you need to put oils all between your feet. Between, if it's coconut oil, put it saturated so it can get it in your skin. It's like a lubrication. And it's a moisturizer as well. It's keeping your joints lubricated. So, because I know some of us, and I know mine does, when you hear this squeaking of our joints or the stiffness, or if you have dry skin, or if you got cramps, or if you just, it's just stiff.
Mm-hmm.
You put that, and you do that every day. You do that every day, and you feel the difference in your toes and in your feet. Because
okay.
The bottom of your feet, in biblical, your feet is your understanding.
Okay. I have how about the tox, the toxin in your body? Talk about that again, because I didn't get all of it.
Okay. Let me go back. The toxins in your body. Let's see. Where did I do that? For the toxins in your body, if you will, let me think. I was moving so fast. I was ratted it off so fast. The toxins on your body, if you use coconut oil, back up. Coconut oil, after you come out from your, when you get ready to take your bath, for toxins, you use lavender, Epsom salt, baking soda. If you don't have lavender, use peppermint in place of it.
Peppermint oil?
When you get out, yes. And you do eight drops of lavender. And just soak in that for 20 minutes. Toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling all of those toxins and all that other stuff out of your body.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for these different oils. I've never heard of these different oils before.
Yes. You can also order them from Amazon. Yes, as well, because I do a lot of that too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I've not heard of these different types of oil before, so I didn't, you don't
mm-hmm.
know about these things unless,
mm-hmm.
Someone tells you.
But if you want to, just email me and I can send you the information that I have.
Yeah, I'm going to
and
actually
probably, expand, and you can send it, I can send it to the ladies, and they can have it as a reference. Because I know I was running it off so fast, but I was looking at the time. So I'm going to stop talking and let you have the floor.
Okay, but I do have a couple more things.
Sure.
I also
mm-hmm.
would like to come back on and talk about food. And
all
just
right.
Just like you were when I was going on the detox for a three-day detox.
Mm-hmm.
I did it
mm-hmm.
for 5 days. And I there was a difference, and it's amazing that you can do that for 5 days. I ate fruits
mm-hmm.
and vegetables, and
mm-hmm.
the do's and don'ts told me. And that sixth day, I went back to eating some of the things that I was eating before, and I saw the difference in my body. My body did something. I'd rather not discuss it on the air.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Eating different types of food, and then when you go and do detox, I found that that was working. That 5 days, I felt different, and to get off of it during the weekend because I was, you know, going places and that were full.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it in my body. I was bloated, for one thing. I was very bloated that 6 day when I went back to eating stuff that I wasn't eating for 5 days. So it's amazing how your body works when you have food you're eating. And all that I know is not as good for us. So I want you to come back on and talk about different types of food, you know, do's and don'ts. And you talked about bread before when you were here. I want you to tell us the importance of not eating bread or what kind of bread or different things and different types of veggies. I want to give us a variety of different types of food that might be more harmful to our bodies that we are eating, putting in our bodies. So I would like you to do that as well. But I thank you so much for giving us the information about the oil. Like I say, some of these things I didn't know that there was a peppermint oil, or I know there was peppermint, but not never peppermint oil, or I didn't know about, never heard of cinnamon oil. All I know is I use cinnamon with my oatmeal. So a lot of these different things I've not heard of as far as being an oil. I've heard of these. I've heard of the tree, this tea tree and certain things, but I never knew that they were also an oil. So thank you so much. And if anybody else that have questions, you know how to reach me, and I can get that information to you that Vera just gave us. But Vera, I would like for you to come back on. It doesn't have to be next week, but if you want to, sometime in the month of June, and then give us some more information about eating different types of food, about bread and different things. There's things that we should not eat too much of or whatever, the importance of
and
so forth. So if you can do that,
all right.
We will like that very much. I see where I want to start eating different, and different things that even though chicken is supposed to be better than beef, but if we start talking about the different things that chicken when it's on the farm or in the store that we get so much of that they put those antibiotic and stuff in there. It's really troubling now. You know, I love to eat, but it seems like there's so many things that we're eating are not good for us, and it's causing all these different types of diseases and problems in our body and so forth. So as I get older, I want to eat better so I don't have to have all these different problems that that we all are having, the aches and the pains and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming on the show. We only have 2 more minutes, so thank you so much for coming on the air and sharing this information with us. And like I said, if anybody is interested in know more about these all, please text me, and I'll get that information to you from Vera. And the only other announcement I have, once again, more seats on the bus, New Orleans. We're going to New Orleans next month. We still got some more seats. Anybody who wants to join us, they still can. Just give me a call at 770-981-9118. And that is all I have for tonight, just knowing that God is love. He loves us unconditionally. Be blessed and tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much, Vera.
All that I know is I'm mine. Say now.